Brothers, if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently. But watch yourself, for you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks he has something when he has nothing, he deceives himself. Each one should test his own actions. Then he can take pride in himself without comparing himself to somebody else, for each one should carry his own load. Anyone who receives instruction in the word must share all good things with his instructor. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature from that nature will reap destruction. And one who sows to please the Spirit from that Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. This is Paul's writing to the Galatian church, one of his books that is one of his sternest letters, because of what the church needed to hear, because the church was moving off course. And it says here in verse two to carry each other's burdens. In this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. You know, we reap what we sow, and as a church, we reap what we sow. We're a whole bunch of individuals taking our seeds and mixing them together for a harvest. If you don't sow good seeds, you're not going to have a good harvest. It says to carry each other's burdens. We become burdened for a lot of reasons. And one of those reasons is we don't sow good seeds. And all of a sudden we have this harvest that has gotten out of control. It's not a good harvest. It's one of weeds and thistles and thorns that burden our lives and burden our hearts. And it continues to go to seed and continues to produce more harvest. And we need each other's help. So we're supposed to help each other carry one another's burdens. When you harvest bad things, when you plant bad seeds and you have a bad harvest, you need to bring that to the church so that we can burn it. When you plant good seeds and you have an abundant harvest of grace and mercy and love, you need to bring that to the church so that we can share and rejoice in the abundance of God's awesome generosity. It's true, when we share our hearts, it is signs of growth in the church. How many people aren't sharing their hearts? Most of the time, I can tell you who shared. Some people like to share. Some people don't like to share. And others like to share, but not really about themselves, but about other people. That was very interesting what Chandra said this morning about God wanting to bring to the surface the things in our hearts. And I have just an inkling that the Holy Spirit leads on many hearts that still do not share. I don't know. He climbed out of his crib for the first time in his life yesterday. we've decided the fun is over. It's downhill for us. And as God has been working on my heart about the harvest this week, I felt him say, Nathan, you reap what you sow, but you need to understand that you will have a harvest no matter what. If you sow good seeds, you will have a good harvest. If you sow bad seeds, you will have a bad harvest. And if you don't sow seeds at all, well, I've never seen a field that didn't grow something. I see a lot of fields full of weeds. And God said to me this morning, he said, Nathan, that those seeds that you sow affect more than you. You know that, right? Wow, maybe I haven't always thought of that, but if I sow good seeds in my marriage, it affects my marriage in a good way. If I sow good seeds in my personal relationship with Jesus Christ, then I have a good harvest. But if I sow those bad seeds, who has to help me? Who has to carry the burden of the harvest? My children. My wife. And my church. We're here to carry one another's burdens, but what joys it brings to carry and share and bring in the good harvest. I just want to encourage you, he said in Galatians 6 here, to test yourselves. Test yourselves and find out what's really in your heart. The Holy Spirit wants to lead in each and every one of your hearts. And this church can reap a beautiful harvest. But we have to kill the weeds first. And we have to let God show us what our weeds are. 2 Corinthians talks about the good seed and how God is the provider of the good seeds, and he will give us seeds so great that they will never run out, and we will always produce a good harvest. And that's what we're about, isn't it? So I challenge you this week to examine yourselves. You can look at your harvest. You can look at the fruits of your life. You can say it however way you want. You can look at the fruits of your life and you can tell what seeds you've been planting. We need to plant good seeds. And if you don't know how to plant good seeds, I know a pretty good instruction manual. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would just teach us this morning how to plant the seeds that will give us a good harvest, a harvest of righteousness, a harvest of the fruits of the Spirit. And yes, we can bring our burdens here. We can bring those seeds where we've made mistakes and they've turned into something that's gotten out of control, and we shouldn't be trying to fight that on our own. We should bring that here so that we can lift one another up and pull those weeds and burn the seeds and allow you to give us the good seeds and learn how to plant to reap a good harvest for the sake of your ministry, for the sake of our church, for the sake of our marriages, our relationships, and for the sake of our children. May we turn our hearts to you now. Amen.